The majority leader, Dr. Benjamin Kumbuor, has assured Parliament of the use of their new office complex, also known as the Job 600, by the end of October this year. He said this in a brief remark on the floor of Parliament to mark the end of the 8-week sitting of the House. He said other renovation works are expected to be carried out as the House goes on recess.
I wish all colleague members of Parliament travelling message to their constituencies and that we should see them back in October. I am aware of the huge responsibilities that await you and your constituencies during this recess. Challenging as some of these responsibilities might be, I trust you will not relent in serving your constituents. It is anticipated that major work issues on Job 600 and the reconfiguration of the chamber will commence in earnest and should certainly be completed before the House reconvenes in October. God willing, it is actually our view that honourable members in the third sitting will have the opportunity to have respectable offices to carry out their parliamentary work.
Majority Leader Dr. Benjamin Kumbuor, for his part, Minority Leader Osei-Che Mensah-Bonsu commended MPs for the efforts put into the work of the House during the short period they sat. He tasked them to prepare in earnest their budget for 2014, since this is to allow the legislature to be properly funded next year.
Speaker, undoubtedly we have had a very eventful meeting, and I hope that every member in this House has had a fruitful discourse during these 2 months of this meeting, and all of us must share in the commendation for the efforts put in. Because several bills have been passed in this House. Notable among them are the Communication Service Tax Amendment Bill, the Value Added Tax Amendment Bill, the National Fiscal Stabilization Levy Bill, and the Ghana Investment Promotion Center Bill. Mr. Speaker, 3 ad hoc committees were constituted in this second meeting. One of such committees is to recommend to Parliament the appointment of an auditor to audit the accounts of the Office of the Auditor General. It is refreshing to note that Mr. Speaker and leadership have agreed to fashion a program for the review of the standing orders during recess. I pray that that task will be accomplished in earnest. Mr. Speaker, it is my heart's desire that God will grant you wisdom and grace to be as just and impartial as possible to guide the House in the discharge of our duties. The angels would indeed be excited in a very profound manner, Mr. Speaker. August. Preparatory works for Parliament's budgets will start in August. Let me entreat the leadership of the various committees to earnestly begin to fashion a program for the next year and cost save so that the budget office could input this into Parliament's budget for 2014. The various committees have not been resorting to this path for a very long time. Let them begin from a new platform this time.
Minority Leader Osei-Che Mensah-Bonsu. In his closing remarks for the end of the second meeting of Parliament, the Speaker, Edward Dowajaho, was full of praise for his deputies and the leadership of the House for the cooperation and cordial manner in which parliamentary business was carried out.
Honourable members, you will agree with me that this House deserves commendation for successfully concluding the business for the meeting. We were able to pass the Ghana Investment Promotion Center Bill into law. After much strenuous and diligent work involving wide consultation with the stakeholders, let me express my sincere gratitude to you for your support and cooperation. I have continued to have the able support of my 2 deputies in steering the affairs of the House. I am also grateful to the leadership of the House for the unflinching support. I also recall with admiration the support of the clerk and his staff, the Parliamentary Press Corps, and indeed all those who had worked behind the scenes for the success of this meeting. I am grateful to God for giving us the strength and good health to accomplish our mission for this meeting. As we leave the presence of Parliament for our respective homes and constituencies, I pray to the Almighty God to grant us all traveling mercies and shield us till we meet here again soon. On this note, I wish honorable members an enjoyable recess. This House now stands adjourned. Sine die.
You heard Speaker of Parliament Edward Doe Ajaho closing the second meeting of the 6th Parliament. The House is expected to reconvene on Tuesday, October the 22nd.